Tempers are roiling over this week's decision by an Anchorage policy committee regarding the long-proposed Kinnick Arm Bridge project. Attorneys for the cities of Houston and Wasilla filed suit yesterday in response to a committee bid to delay the bridge plan. APRN's Ellen Lockyer has more.
Roger Purcell, mayor of the tiny city of Houston in the Susitna Valley, says it's just not right. He says he was unaware of the change in direction.
They're required to notify the city of Houston and the city of Wasilla of any major changes, 45 days by federal law and 30 days prior by state law. So we have an opportunity to respond to any changes to the long-range transportation plan.
Earlier this week, the Anchorage Metropolitan Area Transportation Solutions Policy Committee, AMATS for short, acting on a unanimous vote of its technical committee, decided to delay the Kinnick Arm Bridge project for a decade. AMATS is composed of two state representatives and three Anchorage members, two from the city assembly and the city's mayor. In this case, Anchorage acting mayor Matt Clayman is sitting in on the committee until new mayor Dan Sullivan is sworn in on July 1st.
When Dan Sullivan was elected mayor, he and I discussed the bridge, and he was in favor of it. So, no, we were not prepared that a acting mayor for a short period of time would try to push his agenda through to remove this project.
Purcell says he was assured by former Anchorage Mayor Mark Begich that the Kinnick Arm Bridge was a priority, but a new administration brings changes. Purcell points to Anchorage Assemblywoman Sheila Selcraig, who sits on AMATS, as someone who wants to kill the bridge plan. Selcraig is on record as an opponent of the Kinnick Arm Bridge.
The public comment was open for months, and there was an opportunity for both of those cities to weigh in. There was nothing hidden about this. There were front page headlines in the Anchorage Daily News, which I know is delivered to both of their city offices. So I just think it's another maneuver.
Selcraig and fellow assemblyman and AMATS representative Patrick Flynn were served papers at last night's Anchorage Assembly meeting. Selcraig says the AMATS Technical Committee proposal is to remove the bridge plan from Anchorage's short-term transportation plan and delay it until after 2018.
It would seem strange for Houston and for Wasilla to think it's not appropriate for the assembly to determine what's in the Anchorage long-range transportation plan. So I will look forward to the judge's evaluation of it.
Houston and Wasilla's suit seeks a restraining order against the AMATS policy committee, which would stop it from acting on any decision for 10 days. Houston Mayor Roger Purcell wants the communities on either end of the proposed bridge to work together.
She doesn't care that it's a joint project, but the law does, both the federal law and state law. They're required to work with us on any project that is effective to all the communities, not just Anchorage.
Purcell points out that the Matanuska-Susitna area is the fastest growing in Alaska, and ground has just been broken for a new state prison there, which could benefit both Anchorage and the Valley if a transportation link across Kinnick Arm is built. Meanwhile, the AMATS Policy Committee is scheduled to take up the issue tomorrow. For APRN, I'm Ellen Lockyer.